Chase and Big Joe Show, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, the Bass Pro Shops Night Race coming up this weekend at Bristol Motor Speedway. The racing will actually begin tonight. We say hello now to their general manager, Jerry Caldwell, friend of the show, has been nice enough to join us. Jerry, good morning. How are you?
Hey, guys. Good morning. I'm doing great. I hope you are.
Oh, yeah. We're excited about this weekend at Bristol. You know, the last few times I've talked to you, we've been talking Nashville and talking the fairgrounds, but you got the show this weekend with the night race. It starts tonight. Got the Arca Menard Series and the Craftsman Truck Series. But for the first time ever with all three National Series, you're going to have a playoff race. So I know that's got to be exciting for you all.
It is. You know, this is one of the most anticipated race weekends of the year for a lot of NASCAR fans. And we are thrilled to welcome folks. We'll have folks from all 50 states and about 22 different countries here this weekend, three different playoff races. It's something really special here, especially Saturday night as we Bass Pro Shops Night Race is an elimination race, cutting down that field of 16 in the playoffs down to 12.
Yeah, and tomorrow night is the first ever Xfinity Series playoff race at Bristol, and there's some guy named Dale Earnhardt Jr. that's going to be racing there for the first time since he retired in 2017.
Yeah, I mean, every race here, especially for the night race in Bristol, everyone's special, but my goodness, to have Dale Earnhardt Jr. back on the high banks of Bristol, certainly not going to want to miss that. We've seen a huge spike in sales with race fans wanting to be here to be able to see that. So really looking forward to getting it kicked off tonight and then Food City 300 tomorrow night and seeing Dale Jr.
Jerry Caldwell is with us, GM at the Bristol Motor Speedway.
Hey, Jerry, my neighbor is Tim Duggar, and all he does is talk about Bristol and how fantastic it is and everybody should go. And I agree, and I got to tell you, Jerry, my first time up there, pulling up, seeing that huge place, it took my breath away. I mean, is that a reaction a lot of first-time people get from seeing Bristol?
It is. We had a welcome breakfast this morning for our campers that are here. We just cooked them breakfast, and so I've been hanging out talking with them this morning and meeting a lot of folks that are coming here for the first time and met some folks that just driven down from upstate New York, and they're just in awe. They just couldn't believe it. They had not seen anything like it. It's almost like a massive spaceship landed in the middle of some cow fields. And it just really is something special that you just have to see.
I'm seeing now Joey Chestnut's going to be there too?
Yes, absolutely. It can't be a big event without having the world champion of hot dog eating here with us. And we're going to have all kinds of celebrities here. Michael Buffer is going to be back to kick off Saturday night after Midland performs for a pre-race concert. Michael Buffer of Let's Get Ready to Rumble fame. I mean, every big event needs to be started that way.
Jared, let me ask you this. I know you've seen the race many times there in Austin and everything that goes on, but tell me what a night race at Bristol. Do you still get chills?
Absolutely. And I think it's just from the magnitude of it, the number of people that'll be in this place, their excitement. You know, this is just one of those events. Kind of the Daytona 500 and the Bristol Night Race are NASCAR events that every, even kind of just surfacey NASCAR fan knows that they really need to check that off of their list. And it's just something special about this night that'll be happening this weekend. And then as we moved into the playoffs, it just upped the ante even more. So it's a much anticipated event, and it still gives me chills every time they drop that green flag.
Jerry Caldwell is with us from Bristol Motor Speedway, and I know that, you know, this will be the last Bristol race, Bristol Night Race for Kevin Harvick. Kurt Busch recently announced his retirement. What have those two guys not only meant to the sport but to Bristol?
Well, both have had tremendous success here and really established themselves as marquee drivers from some of their success that they found in Bristol. I think they're both of their driving styles. They were aggressive drivers, aggressive racers, and kind of what I think you would consider as a driver's driver. They were willing to make things happen, and I think that's what you have to have in Bristol. Both very smart drivers, so they knew to time it and not get too aggressive too early, but found a lot of success here. And Kevin has they both have been involved in some skirmishes here from time to time. Kevin most recently with kind of getting into it with Chase Elliott just in the last couple of years. And we're certainly going to miss them, and they've made a tremendous impact on the sport, and we look forward to still having them involved in the sport in different ways.
As we've been doing this interview, I've gotten a couple of texts on our text line asking, could there be plans in the future for another football game? You had a lot of success with Tennessee and Virginia Tech a few years ago.
Yes, absolutely. We would love to have another football game. We continue to have conversations with various schools. It's something that I think it will happen. We've just got to get the stars to align, if you will, once again. But something that I get asked about all the time. We loved it. It was a tremendous success, and we do want to do it again.
Well, that would be awesome for sure. Jerry, it's always good to talk to you. Thanks for coming on today, and best of luck this weekend starting tonight with everything going on with the night race.
Well, thank you, guys. Always appreciate it. Have a great day.
Absolutely. Jerry Caldwell joining us, GM of the Bristol Motor Speedway. And Joe, you've mentioned it. You've been there. Whenever you know people that are getting into racing go, what race do I need to go to? It's always Bristol. That's the first one that I say.
Absolutely. I mean, when I walked in the first time and looked up, it's massive. I mean,
it's huge.
The whole everything, and that was when the football stadium was set up there, and it was just I think a night race.
Was that your first time there?
It was my first time there.
Nice.
Yep, it was, and so but to see everybody packed, 150,000 people packed in there. Was something I'll never forget. Tennessee won that football game, too.
Yes, they did. And Butch did his coach's show afterwards, as you told us yesterday.
On top of one of the pods.
Well, that'll do it for us. Caroline, Willie, and D-Mace, they're coming up next. They are out at the Grove today. And they'll tell you why they're out there. The Corn Ferry Tour in town. And so they are broadcasting live from there. Plus, they'll be talking all things Titans as they get ready to take on the Chargers this weekend. We're back at it tomorrow at 9, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.